somebody secluded, and there the hope that we will perform a drama. In the Bhagavatam it says that Vaishnavas celebrate the Lord by theatrically reenacting his divine pastimes. And when we have done that, we will return. It should be around 12 o'clock for the evening arati. So for this to be a full success, we will need a few items. I will request Vaishnava Prabhu, you can say that, but if you see devotees being very loud outside or doing wrestling games, so please tell them wrestling is out there or something, you know. I will request Adishesh Prabhu when you see, after all, we are in a very joyful celebration, devotees engage in loud activities outside. You may say this is very good, but maybe later you want to meditate. Then we require our talented Vrindavan Bhajan band. Please have your instruments ready, because at one stage of the, or just in close by, in one stage I request you to do kirtan with me. So what are you doing? We need someone who is here, because I have seen often devotees are just used to very loud expressions of bhakti, but this is more meditatively. So I think you should put the cards down. Yes, very good. Maybe we can have someone who is alert and conscious still at this time, when most of us are tired, who just watches the audience. Vishaka, du bist die Ideale. Dass du einfach siehst, wenn er wird communicate in German, wenn jemand was braucht oder in Ohnmacht fällt oder so, dann suchst du ihm doTERRA Öl auf Topfen und sorgst dich einfach dafür, dass die eigenen Bandmitglieder sind die Schlimmsten, dass das Wohl ist. Das ist ganz wichtig. Also wenn das Kind plötzlich spielt oder irgendwas, ne? Also gut. Hare Krishna, I'm really sorry, but I know my audience. Krishna always plays his divine pastimes. And Yamuna Mai is a very important point. Many devotees like to go on a boat and drift in the Yamuna. Some spend the whole day on such an ideal boat being ready. There are many pilgrims who go to the Yamuna because they know that a simple bath in the sacred waters of the Yamuna not only takes away sinful reactions, but it gives love of Krishna. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the banks of the Yamuna, he chanted one mantra. And in this mantra, we can get the idea of what is Yamuna. O River Yamuna, you are the blissful spiritual water that gives love to the son of Nanda Maharaj. You are the same as the water of the spiritual world, for you can vanquish all of our offenses and the sinful reactions incurred in life. You are the same water in which the Lord bathes. You can vanquish our offenses and you can take away the sinful reactions from our life. You are the creator of all auspicious things for the world. O daughter of the Sun God, kindly purify us by your pious activities. See, my dear devotees, Yamuna to our eyes is a river. But we know that she is much more than a river. She is a divine personality who is worshipped on the banks of the Yamuna, like in this Yamuna temple. The banks of the Yamuna have been served as places of bhajan and also residence for many, many saints of the past. When Prabhupada lived in Vrindavan, he would often go down to the Yamuna and he would put his danda into the sand of the Yamuna. Then he would take a pair of kartals and chant and walk around his danda on the banks of the Yamuna. And he would say, when others would say, "Oh, you are Swamiji, you are very blissful," he said, "We are enjoying blissful life here at the banks of the Yamuna." It is a tip for great devotees and pilgrims to go to the Yamuna, to let go of the busy life which they have, and just let the water of the Yamuna act, and it acts in darshan, when you see it. The Yamuna water acts upon you when you touch it. But lo and behold, the Yamuna water also acts upon you when you simply remember Yamuna and go there in your mind. Now every evening there is a Yamuna Arati taking place. You can see the devotees offer their lights, and they put the light into the water of the Yamuna, who transport the light until you cannot see it any longer and it disappears in the darkness. The Yamuna is full of transcendental lotus flowers, as you can see here. Maybe our material eyes will have difficulties to see the lotus flowers, because the Yamuna is a spiritual water. But we can hear from the scriptures that the eternal Yamuna in the transcendental world, where there are no contaminations, is always full of lotus flowers. And there are bees like this one who catch the fragrance of these lotus flowers. In some ways, the Yamuna also reminds us of something most of us like to forget. She is the daughter of the Sun God, and her brother is Yamaraj, the god of death. Anyone who goes to the Yamuna and who will, at the time of death, who stays there, who dies in the scent of the Yamuna, who asks the devotees, please carry my body in the last moment on the banks of the Yamuna. By Yamuna's mercy, will not see death. She will say to her brother, Yamaraj, this is my dear devotee. He was faithful to me. Do not come close to him. What I would like to do now is something very beautiful. I want to take you into a meditation to the Yamuna and engage you in a meditative way in taking a bath and offering something. For those of you who are uncomfortable with meditation, you can just listen to what you hear and watch this photo. First of all, I request you to just look around a little bit. See this beautiful place where you are. See Lord Krishna lifting the Govardhan Hill. See the bottom of the Govardhan Hill. Encourage Adi Shesh to tell the devotees outside to be silent. And when you have seen everything, close your eyes. Take a few very deep breaths. And mentally go to the holy Yamuna River. Choose a nice spot and sit on her white and sandy banks. In your mind's eye, see what is visible there. Perhaps you see the sun setting in the horizon. Or you see a boatman bringing pilgrims to the opposite bank. Just spend some time in the sacred atmosphere of the Yamuna River. In your mind's ear, focus on the sounds you hear. Perhaps you hear a peacock in the distance, or some children playing in the Yamuna's water. Maybe a sadhu who chants mantras and offers his prayers. Now bring your attention to your heart. You are now ready to take your holy bath. But before you enter the Yamuna, first take some flowers, maybe lotus flowers, and a light, and offer it to the Yamuna with devotion. Now you are ready to enter the Yamuna slowly and respectfully. Take some of her waters in your palms and offer it to the Yamuna while praying. blissful spurt of water that gives love to the son of Nanda Maharaj. Are you not the same as the water from the spiritual world? For you can vanquish all our offenses and the sinful reactions from previous lives. O daughter of the Sun God, you create all auspicious things in my life. Kindly purify us by your own activities. Slowly move forward into the river. It's very pleasant. The water is refreshing, but at the same time very smooth. Dip into the river 3 times and notice how your consciousness becomes more spiritualized with each dip. On the opposite bank, you see Sri Sri Radha Syam Sundar now. Could it be true? They are on a throne and they are worshipped beneath a tree by their associates. Turn to them in a prayer of kirtan. Thank you. hands to bathe in the Yamuna. Dear Krishna, dear Vrindavan. Should be a palanquin here.